Here. Because I wanted to write a poem that would make me push away from the table and say damn and turn my face, even though I never say that word. Say, look, this is your saddest thing. That's all. Your first and only saddest thing. This is the hole that never closed. This is your father's face becoming small in the window. Here is your first question to the gods. Here is your day of the week. Your house is the chicken on the butcher table hacked. This is your 5-year-old wishbone gut. Your heart is a wishbone. Your blood is a wishbone. See, here is your Friday shuffle up the freeway in a borrowed, rust-colored Monte Carlo because your mom's brakes went out on Mother's Day and she hit a wall. And when you hear her tell the story, it makes you angry that she says, praise God, the kids weren't with me and I was alone because she was all alone. See, you do not ever want your mother to be alone. Here is your father alone. Here is your mother alone. Here is the deep seed of the Monte Carlo. Here are the refinery torchlights through the window. Here, your Saturday, your Sunday afternoon. Here is the laundromat, lint screen in your hand. Here are the laundry carts, squeaky wheels, your 25-cent grocery store book. Here is the swap meet. Here are your batteries for your mechanical dog. Here is your father and the bag of goldfish and the muted leaves of goldfish flakes. Here is your hand. Here is the smell of dirt. Here are your father's soccer games, the blue and yellow oil drums for goalposts. Here is the sound of the kick, so, so high, of the spinning ball across the whole Los Angeles sky. Here is your father running. Here is your proud heart. Here is your ride home. Walk up to the third floor past the small, small man's door with a peephole you put your eye to maybe twice. Here is the clock and its thin red thermometer line. Here is Helen Keller. Here is early ugly dinner. Here are your clothes back in the bags. Here is the hole where your mother was. Here is your brother connecting yellow strips of his hot rod track. Here is Minnie Riperton. Here is Jacques Cousteau. Here is your 5 o'clock and saddest show. Here is your dad's We Should Go. Here are the sharks and fins and whales. Here is your saddest blue. Here is Jacques Cousteau's white hair. Here is the knot like a submarine in your small red throat. Here is your I am so worried for Jacques Cousteau. Here is the buckle of the seatbelt. Your face to the cold, cold window. Here is your face. Here is the submarine again, breaking your voice box. Here are your eyes. Here are your eyes like tanks filling with water. Here is your way home. Here is your father trying to tell jokes. Here is your brother in the back seat, sounding like he is drowning. Here is his face pressed to the window. Here is his wet face. Here is the near quiet of the car. Here is your stomach filled up with ocean. Here is your Jurassic sadness. That's all. Here are your small lavender feet. Here is your hand becoming a windshield wiper across your small face. Here is your father saying, don't cry, honey. Why are you crying? Here is you saying, I am so worried for Jacques Cousteau. I do not want him to get eaten. Here is the engine whirring. Here are your tears eating the day like silkworms eating mulberry leaves in the tank near your classroom desk. Here is your sadness that your dad will be alone. You do not want him to get eaten. Here are your birds. Here is your heart. A red bicycle without a kickstand in the rain. Here is your plain and famous pain. Here are blue skies you would have traded. Flowers here are 1,000 of your days you would have given back for your parents to stay with it. Little, little girl, put them down. All their hawks and quiet weeds. Look those long days in the eyes. See their sleepless flash and royal. The hard, hard, suffocating days, the days you danced in wildly, even in your sleep here. And do not ever say again that you don't know what it is to stay or to be stayed with, that you don't get love and maybe couldn't do it not like that, when in fact that's all you've ever known. Day after day after day, here is your love, your love that has gone nowhere away from you. Here is a blue sky. Here is the smell of grass on your fingers. Here is a flower, a road, a shoreline. Here are kites rising. Here is breath. Here are your saints, your father's heart. Here is love to believe in, your mother's cheek. Here is an airplane's lights. Here is a new white hook of moon, a tiger's tooth. Here is your mother's perfume. Here's the ocean, your brother's shoes. Here is an electric church organ and a flock of birds outside the window doing their glide and switch, like flags or fish or two-eyed angels. Here's the parking lot where Lucinda slaps hands with bow-legged small. Here is old Mother Trotty, whose foot grew back in church. Don't shake your head, you saw it. Here is the miracle. Here are your dresses and blue jeans. Here are your days, days, days. They're black and blue. Here are your bruises, your back and forth. Here's the crow that circles your heart. Here are your seesaw ears. Here are all the things you prayed for. Where do they go? Here is the yellow, yellow day. Here is the black, black night. Here is breath. Here is a love you have not had to leave. Not yet, not yesterday, not this morning. Who knows? Oh, terrible and beautiful and giant hibiscus. Here is a fruit tree, a day, a god who looks you in the face despite your 50 heartbreaks. Now here is a god to make you sing and pray to. Oh, good and wrecked, and here and here and here.